Ted is just standing there with his scuffed cordovan briefcase and a brown sack, a pork chop for his supper. He got it at Mr. Dale's fancy butcher shop. When all at once, somebody runs into him from behind, and he's driven into the telephone pole with a white stripe on it. He connects nose first. His nose breaks. It sprays blood. Then his mouth connects, and he feels his teeth cut into the soft lining of his lips, and all at once his mouth is filled with a salty taste like hot tomato juice. There's a thud in the small of his back and a ripping sound. His trousers are pulled halfway down over his ass by the force of the hit, hanging crooked and twisted like the pants of a clown, and all at once a guy in a T-shirt and gabardine slacks with a shiny seat is running off down Stassi Avenue toward the stickball game, and that thing flapping in his right hand, flapping like a brown leather tongue, why, that thing is Ted Brodigan's wallet. He has just been mugged out of his wallet, by God. The purple dusk of that summer night deepens suddenly to full dark, then lightens up again, then deepens once more. It's his eyes, doing the trick that so amazed the second doctor almost 20 years before, but Ted hardly notices. His attention is fixed on the fleeing man, the son of a bitch who just mugged him out of his wallet and spoiled his face in the process. He's never been so angry in his life, never. And although the thought he sends at the fleeing man is innocuous, almost gentle. Say, buddy, I would have given you a dollar if you'd asked, maybe even two. It has the deadly weight of a thrown spear. And it was a spear. It takes him some time to fully accept that, but when the time comes, he realizes that he's a murderer, and if there's a God, Ted Brodigan will someday have to stand at his throne and answer for what he's just done. The fleeing man looks like he stumbles over something, but there's nothing there, only Harry Loves Belinda printed on the cracked sidewalk in fading chalk. The sentiment is surrounded with childish doodles, stars, a comet, a crescent moon, which he will later come to fear.